Once you go electric, you never go back. E-bikes, or bikes with a battery and electric motor, have become the most popular electric vehicles in America. Why? I interviewed people in cities around the country who gave me a similar answer. They're the first thing they've tried that can replace their car. When Kothar Duncan immigrated to Detroit from Syria at 12 years old, she couldn't ride a bike. With no money to buy one, she learned how to ride at local parks or friends' houses. But by the time she arrived in San Francisco at 26 years old, Duncan hadn't touched a handlebar in years. The thought of bikers being in the same area as cars always freaked me out, she says, so I never looked into it. But with one kid in kindergarten and another in daycare, the family needed ways to get around. A second car would create nearly as many problems as it solved, from expenses to parking headaches. So Duncan's husband suggested an electric bike, or e-bike. Skeptical, she walked into the New Wheel bike shop in San Francisco to test ride one this April. If you'd seen me on the first day, you'd think I would never come back, says Duncan, a former third grade teacher. I was nervous, the bike was heavy, I couldn't lift it up. I told my husband, this is not for me. As she was leaving, however, a staff member offered to let her ride as many times as she liked. So she did, once a week for 3 months. This summer, she brought home a Reiss & Mueller Nevo electric cargo bike. Before I know it, I'm riding 20 miles a day, she laughs. I never thought it was going to be me. Duncan's experience hints at the promise of e-bikes in American culture. For more than a century, bicycle revivals have come and gone in the U.S., each one presaging a return to gasoline vehicles. But e-bikes' appeal, especially among people who haven't ridden a bike in decades, may help change cities' car-centric ways. Cities are under growing pressure to reinvent themselves after the pandemic shifted how we live and work. From New York to Cleveland, Ohio, city officials have already rolled out measures to prod drivers to leave their cars at home. From closing streets to traffic to creating 15-minute cities where life's essentials are just a walk, bike, or transit ride away. Vast networks of safe bike lanes are becoming mainstays of downtowns and business districts. As cities build protected bike lanes, research shows, more people like Duncan are likely to ride, especially women and low-income residents, increasing the demand for cities that serve people on two wheels, not just four. I've been able to go anywhere, anytime, says Duncan. It's the new minivan. Let's take a ride. E-bikes add a battery and electric motor to the classic bike frame. When riders start pedaling, the motor assist kicks in to climb hills or reach higher speeds, usually between 20 to 28 miles per hour. E-bike models are available as cargo, mountain, even folding bikes. This extra equipment brings weight, usually 10 to 20 pounds, as well as cost, with prices at least 2 to 3 times higher than most conventional bikes. For years, e-bikes languished in the U.S., even as they exploded in popularity in Asia and Europe. Then the pandemic hit. E-bike sales in the U.S. surged 269% between 2019 and 2022, approaching $1 billion, even as overall bike sales declined, reports market research firm Circana. In the U.S., e-bikes now outsell electric cars and trucks. Their popularity has a lot to do with their functionality. E-bikes' extra power lets riders cover hills or distances for up to 100 miles with less effort, avoiding sweaty arrivals at work or school. Electric cargo bikes can carry loads of 500 pounds, including groceries, equipment, and children. But for anyone who's ridden one, the thrill of an e-bike isn't its utility or look in the school line. It's the uncanny acceleration when you start pedaling, recreating the magic of riding a bike for the first time. It's a really fun feeling when the pedal assist kicks off, says Bryn Grunwald, a transportation analyst at the environmental nonprofit RMI, who has commuted more than 11,500 miles on her e-bike in Colorado. You have a moment you haven't felt since you were 5 years old. Suddenly, a lot of things are a lot more open to you. Adrian McCann, 45, hadn't felt that sensation in decades, but she hadn't forgotten it. I remember distinctly getting a red bike for my 7th or 8th birthday and the freedom it gave you, she said. After moving to rural Maryland as a child, biking really stopped for me. It wasn't until she had a family that she considered riding again. I was really thinking, how do we manage a one-car household, says McCann, an assistant secretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture who lives in D.C.'s Capitol Hill neighborhood. Her husband drove to Virginia for work, and their 5-year-old went to school a few miles away. A second car wasn't in the budget. Despite being convinced she was not a bike person, she began testing e-bikes. Eventually, a light bulb went off when her e-bike-owning friend told her she wasn't buying an expensive bike. It was a cheap car. So McCann bought a $4,000 Tern GSD, an unofficial abbreviation, she says, for get shit done. She's since covered about 3,100 miles. I would have gotten into a car and sat in traffic, adding to the congestion and pollution, she says. But now, the question when I get dressed in the morning is, can I bike in that? The belief that biking isn't for me often belies a well-founded fear. Cars. Study after study, and almost everyone interviewed for this story, say the lack of safe, separate biking paths are a reason people avoid riding bikes. A second barrier is cost. E-bikes are not cheap. Basic models start around $1,500, while premium e-bikes can exceed $10,000. No federal incentives are in place yet, such as for electric cars and trucks, but several states are spending tens of millions of dollars to help low-income residents purchase e-bikes, according to People for Bikes, a nonprofit in Colorado. That can easily break budgets, although the bike shop receipt only tells half the story. Grunwald at RMI estimated her expenses commuting 11,500 miles on her e-bike relative to her 2010 Toyota Camry. Over 5 years, she says, she spent $1,156 on e-bike charging and maintenance, including a battery replacement. To cover the same distance in her Camry, she estimates, would cost $2,488. That doesn't include the cost of the vehicles themselves. $1,799 for her e-bike compared to $36,146 for the average used car in Colorado. RMI, which created a tool for cities to measure the economic benefits of e-bikes versus cars, estimates if even just a quarter of vehicle trips in the 10 most popular U.S. cities run e-bikes, users would save a combined $91 million every month on fuel and vehicle maintenance. Ultimately, however, the biggest barrier for many people is imagining themselves behind the handlebars. What drew Duncan back to the bike shop to ride each week was following the advice she gave her own class. I tell my students, practice is what makes you get better, she says. It's a growth mindset. Eventually, her e-bike became more than a way to get to school. It's a part of her life. There's something really special about being on a bike when the sun is coming up. All the shops are opening. It feels like a movie, and I get to do it every day, she says. My biggest regret after 12 years in San Francisco is not getting on a bike sooner. So how to get started? Buying an e-bike is a bit like buying a car, a big purchase you'll use in every aspect of your life. So here are a few tips from Lauren Copsey of The Daily Rider, a DC bike shop. Try it out. Many cities now have bike share programs for e-bikes through Lyft or local providers. Try different routes in your city. New bike infrastructure means U.S. cities have built hundreds of miles of separated bike lanes. Find a good bike shop. It will be invaluable to research and test your options. Since you'll be bringing it back for service, find a convenient location close to home or work. Test ride. Many independent shops will allow test rides if you ask. Try lots of models. Test environments similar to your commute. Expect to spend around $2,500. Sure, you can find e-bikes for less than $800, but this is where the features and components needed for a functional and service e-bike start, says Copsey. Ideally, this is going to be a piece of equipment that you keep for 5 or more years. You'll be purchasing a bike, lights, locks, baskets, or bags, and other accessories. Ask if your state or county has incentives. Many do. You can even get loans for e-bikes, as well as access to e-bike lending libraries and rent-to-own options. Get insurance. Homeowners or rental insurance may cover your e-bike for theft or loss. Confirm if an e-bike battery in your home is a problem for your insurer. Finally, have fun.